Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day, customized around a weekly theme. And in today's episode, which is episode 625, we launch into a brand new 7-part meditation series based on the theme of resilience. Now, I decided to choose this theme because I recently received 2 very important questions from listeners. And one of the listeners sent me an email, the other listener sent a message on our private Facebook group, which you are absolutely invited to join. It's free and it goes along with the different weekly series that are released on the Daily Meditation Podcast. So you can connect with other meditators from around the world, ask your questions, receive inspiration, and participate in our weekly challenges. So you can find that if you go to Sip and Om Facebook page and just leave me a message saying, hey, please add me to your private group, and I will gladly add you. Now you can also head over to my website at sipandom.com, and for every single meditation series, I have an area there, if you go to the resources, where you can join the private Facebook group. So just click on that and you can request to join. All the meditation techniques for this week's meditation series will be released one each day on the page for that series. So if you go over to the Resilience Meditation Series, you will see all the different meditation techniques. Now, I don't release them all at once because, as I've mentioned to you in the past, I don't record these in bulk. I record them day by day because I want to share my own journey with you. So I'm not just someone where you click play and I guide you instantly into a meditation. I share my own journey. And I also share the journeys, the questions, the hopes, the desires of listeners as well. So it's a podcast for real people meditating who live in the real world. And what I mean by that is that I don't live in a special community surrounded by other meditators. I happen to live somewhere where I don't really know anyone who meditates around me, immediately around me. And you may be like that too. And you may have lots of questions. You may be new to meditation. And so I enjoy sharing my own journey with you. So as you get ready to do this week's meditation series, what I'll do is I'll share some context about this week's meditation. I'm going to share a little bit about what 2 of the listeners reached out and asked me about. And this may be something that you can relate to in your own life. And then I'm going to guide you through the meditation. You'll be guided as you relax your body. You'll be guided as you start to notice your breath and interiorize. And then I'll guide you through the meditation. And then you take it from there. So after I guide you, you'll even hear the music stop. This is your chance to be there. The meditation techniques and the guidance get you there, but only you can truly experience that deep inner stillness within yourself. So after the meditation stops, allow yourself to spend some time enjoying the beautiful sensations you've created and to go into your own meditation. When your mind wanders, bring it back to the technique to refocus yourself and meditate just to that point where you feel like you could go a little bit longer, ending your meditation always on a high note. And then when you end your meditation, you can rub your hands together and then kind of spread them out and send your positive energy around, or you can simply get up. But I do encourage you to keep that calm inner stillness with you for as long as you can. So try not to engage in your life in a very animated way right after you meditate. Try to do some calming, soothing activities. Maybe go for a walk, write in your journal, sip tea. Try to have quiet conversations if you're with someone. Keep this feeling with you for as long as you can. So I want to share with you what a listener mentioned on our private Facebook group. We had somebody reach out who mentioned that she is struggling with confidence. She says that really out of nowhere, she starts to have paranoid thoughts about her partner and their relationship. And it can get to the point where her thoughts and anxiety are just racing. She doesn't know why she feels this way or what triggers it. And she thinks it might be other areas of her life are just taking a toll on her overall. She finds it hard to talk about things without it coming out as rage. So she wants to know, you know, how she can overcome this. And this reminded me of a message that I received from a listener that I'll also share with you. And the two are very similar. And then I'm going to share with you a little bit about what my own meditation mentor enlightened me to recently, because I think that it may really help you if you find yourself in a situation where you just need a little bit of resilience to work through a tough situation that you're not sure why it comes up or how to control it, but it is really wreaking havoc on you and your relationships possibly. I received a message from a listener who is very distracted because he's very worried because he's unemployed and he's been doing lots of networking activities and really putting himself out there to find a job, but it's overwhelming at times. And he mentions he's pretty resilient, but he feels that he could use a little bit of support to help him keep the faith. And he has been on the 100-day meditation quest. He's done it now for over 100 days. And every morning now he has a meditation ritual where he listens to the podcast and meditates. So he wants to stay on this path. He doesn't want to become so discouraged. He wants to maintain his resilience. He's using a lot of positive thinking. He says it really is a great source of comfort to him to remember that it's not a matter of if he'll get a job, but when he'll get a job. So his confidence is kind of waning and he just wants that resilience, even though he's working so hard to keep up his hope. And the same with the listener on the Facebook page who really is meditating and receiving benefits, but she doesn't know why she's having all of this rage and these suspicions. So I want to share with you what my own meditation mentor shared with me recently. And he shared with me that when you feel as though you're going through a tough time, now some people in the meditation yoga space call this karma. You know, some people will even say things like, oh, you know, that, you know, must have been some bad karma you're working out. And I really have to say that it's one of my pet peeves when I hear people say that. And I happen to have a friend, a pretty good friend, who says this on a regular basis. You may remember that I got in a car accident recently and she mentioned that, you know, she only thinks good thoughts when she's driving so that she doesn't have accidents. Well, you know, it's not as though I was going around thinking all these, you know, bad thoughts when I had my accident. I'm sure, you know, I was thinking some bad thoughts, you know, always seem to creep in. But I really think that this kind of attitude is dangerous because it makes it seem as though you deserved something, that you were at fault for feeling down and discouraged. And we can feel pretty guilty about not feeling positive and upbeat all the time. We can feel like, you know, we're letting ourselves down, we're letting others down, and we're just not up to par. We're just not cut out for something. And so when you're having these feelings of doubt creep in and uncertainty or something bad happens to you, if you can think of your situation as your aura. So if you just think of like your aura, your energy, and I want to say that's more how I regard it, is just the best part of who you are, your best gifts. If you think of your best gifts and your strengths, and you think of, you know, we go through trials, we go through all kinds of challenges in life, but we also have a lot of highs where we experience great joy and success and excitement and love and happiness. And so when you think about these conditions, it's not as though any of them are good karma or good or bad for you. We need to experience all of life, and we shouldn't be afraid to experience all of life. And sure, we don't want to get completely off kilter and go into a deep rage or a deep depression, but you know, sometimes we do. And maybe we need to. Maybe this is a time in our life where we are experiencing these deep, strong emotions. And you want to, if you feel as though you're in a situation like that, as our two listeners feel, then try to really become more of yourself, your gifts, your best gifts, so that you take all this emphasis off of something outside of yourself that might determine your happiness. So for the listener who's looking for a job, well, until he finds that job, you know, then he may feel like he can't rest until he finds the job. Well, what about exploring parts of himself now that he doesn't have to wait to explore until he finds a job? Of course, he's still going to find a job, but what gifts can you find in your current situation? And for the listener who's having all these suspicions about her relationship, what about her is beautiful and unique? Something that really shines that she could do to feel great, to kind of get back to herself. And this way it takes all the emphasis off of, you know, maybe somebody's going to hurt me, my loved one's going to leave me or be unfaithful, and then how am I going to feel? Well, if that happens, well, you know, it can happen, but you're still going to be who you are. So when we empower situations outside of ourselves, we just can start to feel hopeless. And to remain resilient, I think the best way is to truly be who you are at your best, which is what you do when you meditate. And I'll be guiding you in a meditation to do that in just a moment. And throughout this entire series, you will gain a different meditation technique each day to help bring out your best so you can be resilient no matter what you're experiencing. For myself, how I'm dealing with my situation, well, I have to say that I'm spending about 5 hours a day receiving treatment for my back and, you know, recovering from my injury. And I feel like I'm just spending all this time and I'm not getting anything else done in my life. And so what I decided to do is, okay, what can I do while I'm experiencing this? And there, I have a stack of books that I just have been wanting to get to. So I decided I'm going to be doing a lot of reading. I'm going to be, as I drive back and forth from different appointments, I'm going to listen to books on cassette. I have a lot of books downloaded on Audible, and I'm going to just immerse myself in all these different teachings and books that I've been wanting to read. So I'm even going to start learning another foreign language. So, you know, Yeah, I'd much rather be walking around. I wasn't crazy that someone slammed into the back of me at full speed and, you know, I'm having a little bit of trouble now. But I'm in this situation, so what can I do to still enjoy my life, to still bring out the best part of me, the things I like, enjoy, the things that make me shine? So whatever you happen to be experiencing, I hope you can find that light and that brightness of you. Maybe you love to travel. Maybe you're great at helping people. Maybe you're an artist or a writer or great at organizing your home or cooking or an incredible athlete. Whatever you are, bring out more of that. And that's going to help balance you to these big emotions that can really just make you feel like you're going to be capsized. So this is a little bit longer meditation than I normally leave, but I really could identify with the listeners who sent those messages to me. So I hope that helps you. Now let's guide you in a meditation on resilience. So go ahead now, we'll relax different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your eyes and keep them slightly uplifted. Sit up straight and relax your spine, or you could lie down or walk around wherever you are on your current meditation journey. If you're seated with your spine straight, that's the best. But it took me a long time to get to that point, even sitting to have a cup of tea as you listen to these meditations can benefit you. Relax your neck. Soften your throat. Relax your shoulders and your chest. Relax your back. Relax your stomach. Feel it soften and hang out so that you can oxygenate your entire body. Relax your arms and your hands. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. You're doing such a wonderful thing for yourself right now. Notice your breath. Honor how you're feeling, not forcing your breath in any way, allowing yourself to breathe naturally at your own pace. Allow yourself to transition to a calmer breath. Let it happen naturally. Let go of any expectations, any attachments or desires, any worries and fears. The only expectation right now is for you to notice how you feel at this moment. If you're feeling worried or fearful, it's all good. If you're feeling excited and hopeful, however you're feeling is the way you're supposed to be feeling. You don't have to control your life and your circumstances. Allow yourself to experience yourself in all the moments of your life. whatever your worries may be, whatever your hopes. Right now, consider what lights you up. If you could put aside everything that weighs heavily on your mind and pursue that which lights you up, maybe something you've been putting off for a while. Immerse yourself in that feeling you feel when you pursue your interests and your desires that bring out the best in you. Not what other people want to see you do, what you truly enjoy doing. Give yourself a feeling of being in that moment where you are being the best you can be, where you're having fun, where you're enjoying life. Remember what it felt like. Who were you with? What were you wearing? What did you look like? Where were you? Put yourself in this moment. And notice how you feel in your body. Memorize this incredible feeling. Continue your meditation, immersing yourself in you at your finest, shining your light, your talents. Meditate to the point where you could go a little bit further. And remember, you are so worth slowing down for.